We are in the fourth parak of Maseches Trumos, and we are up to... Yeah, I'm going to do the Tehillim afterwards, because I want to make sure we have a minyan for Kaddish, for the Yahrzeit. We are up to Mishnah Ches. So yesterday we described how many you need in order to create a bittel, what you need to create bittel with Truma, and Mishnah Ches describes it in more detail, what the mixture could look like. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Teinim Shechureis Malos is HaLevanos, Levanos Malos is HaShechureis. Rabbi Yeshua says, he tells us a very big Kiddush. He says, if you have different colors of figs, you have different colored figs that you're mixing together, and say, for example, you have 50 black ones, 50 white ones, and then one black one falls in, says Rabbi Yeshua, you count 100 despite the fact that they look different. Now, this is a tremendous Kiddush because generally speaking, when we're discussing the halachas of bittel, the first thing you need to have is something that's called a taroves. You have to have a mixture. When something is clearly alienated, it's moved to the side, it's something which is clearly on its own, and it's not part of the mixture, it doesn't get added to the mixture. Here, Yeshua is saying, despite the fact that you know that a black fig fell in, you could still use the 50 white figs, which are not part of the question. There's no difference in terms of whether they're a different fruit, but the fact of the matter is, you don't have a question on the 50 white figs, whether or not that's truma. Those are clearly not truma, those are clearly chulin. You have a question, one black fig with 50 other black figs, so the question is, will you say that the one black fig is mixed together with everything else? You
should. Red grapes and white grapes?
It would seemingly not make a difference. He goes on further and he says, the same thing is true with Igulei Dvela, Gedolei Ma'alei Maaseh Katanim. You could have big ones and small ones. So say, for example, you have 50 small Igulei Dvela round pressed figs, and you have, just for to make it equal, you have 25 very large round pressed figs. So all in all, you have 100 times the amount of that one fig that fell in. The same thing is true. Katanim, ma'alim es hagedolim. You could mix it all together. Igulim, ma'alim es hamalbanim. Hamalbanim, ma'alim es igulim. If you have rectangles and round ones, doesn't make a difference. You can still mix them all together, and they add up together to create a whole sum of 100, and therefore you can use it to be mevatel the one that fell in, which was truma. Rabbi Eliezer says no, it doesn't work that way. He goes with the logic we said earlier that in order to have a bittel, the first thing that you're going to need to have is a tarovis, a mixture. It's just step number one. If you don't have a mixture and 50 of them or whatever number of them are not part of the suffix, not included in the question, those cannot be combined for the bittel. Rabbi Akiva makes a compromise, a very logical compromise. He says, be a dua manafla. If you know it's a black one or a white one that fell in, it's an ein malasu asu. Because again, like we said, it's not part of the question. If you don't know which one fell in, so then, indeed, you really have a suffix. Now, I wouldn't do two mishnayos on a day like this today, but it's really a continuation, because Mishnah Tes just says, Ketzai, what does the case look like? It says, chamishim te'edim shechur, chamishim levanis, 50 black ones, 50 white ones, nafla shechayra sasur sevanis mataris. If a black one, certainly a black one fell in, so then what will happen? The black ones become aser, because you only have 50 against the one. Levanis mataris, the white ones are mutar, because there's no question there. Nafla levana, levana sasur, shechur mataris. The opposite is true as well. A white one falls in, so now, the white ones are the suffix, the black ones are not a suffix, the black ones are mutter, and the white ones will be a problem. You don't know what fell in. You know you have white ones, you know you have black ones, and both of them are truma, you just don't know which one fell in. Malis zuazu, it will work. Now, bezu Rabbi Eliezer, machmir Yeshua Mekel, in this case, Yeshua is more stringent. Sorry, Rabbi Eliezer is more stringent than Rabbi Yeshua. In the next mission, however, we'll see it will be the opposite. Chanani v'kasha omer, v'atakash baruch l'zakas yisrael l'fikach, here below the entire mitzvah,